Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
The Jillian Michaels Show is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health conscious people like runners, cyclists, strength trainers, yogis, vegans, and more. So to see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/Jillian. That's healthiq.com/Jillian. Make sure that your family is protected.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you.
Huh? What did you think?
You might have clipped everything in that.
What does that mean, clipped? What's that mean?
What's
that?
Too loud.
Too loud? I'm singing to my people.
All right, we'll keep singing.
So guys, much like the Christmas episode you heard last week, we didn't record a New Year's show, and you're about to find out why. It's a sad story, but it's a new year. We're going to stick together. We got this, team. I got you. You got me. It's love. People. People who need people are the happiest people. Why are you making that face?
Like,
you don't
sing that?
It's Streisand.
Let's keep it that way.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Jake and Jillian show right now. So, guys, I don't even know how to tell you this. To be totally honest, I think I'm going to handle it the way that, like, Savannah Guthrie handled it when Matt Lauer didn't show up for work. I don't know. No, scratch that, because Janice is not Matt Lauer. thank God. So I think, as you guys all know, Nicole's assistant days are done. She is moving on to executive positions. And Janice, who I'll be honest with you, I considered like a dearest, closest friend who I've known for maybe like 10, 11 years, out of the blue, quit last night. And we were scheduled to record today. We had a bunch of shows planned, and I sent her an email. And I just, you know, I feel like I should read it to you because I know you guys are going to think I fired her. I didn't, or I did something to her. I didn't, at least not that I know of. And I just said, hey, mama, you know, Nicole's moving on. And in the interim, can you help me with a few things? I'm literally reading this to you verbatim. I'll make sure you're compensated for what extra time. And we had some extra work because we were archiving old shows. And I said, we found someone to help archiving the old shows. Are you okay liaisoning with her? And if Nick showed you how to publish the podcast, could you do it? I don't think it's that complicated. She responded and said, I'm just in from a station event. Sorry I couldn't respond earlier. Nick informed me about the guest you want to have on. I have his info. As for the archive help, it's not that simple. The person needs to know the show. Nicole told me that Bruce Paul can help me finish timestamping, but the stuff Nicole did after the timestamping is complicated. It's crazy. I don't feel like I can take it on. I then responded and said, like, look, you know, I really need your help. I said, Jay, I know you're busy and you have a lot on your plate. Here's the thing. The podcast is already challenging for everyone, and I get that. You know, unfortunately, Nick is moving on right now. And while I'm looking for solutions, I just need people to be tolerant and step up. And I was like, you don't want to post? Okay, but please help me with slightly better communication. I'll need your help working with this girl who's going to do the show. She's competent. I just need you to have more of a can-do attitude as opposed to this is really hard. This is crazy. No one can do it. Also, what would you like for your lunch order? Are you okay with a 10:30 start? And then she quit an hour later and said, this is as far as we can go. Thanks. Goodbye. And I felt like I got hit by a train. And I called Jake. I was like, you know, we're recording tomorrow and we're doing Secret Santa. And I have to be honest, I've done myself. Like, I was so proud. Like, I was going to crush it this year. I got, I feel like I'm just going to tell you what I got, Jake.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I got a shower curtain, with a stripper sloth on a pole. It was amazing.
Already winning.
Yeah. Right. I got a bunch of stickers, like of two llamas that are Thelma and Louise in a car. I mean, a guy with a middle finger fist on his head, so it's head, right? I mean, make these better. I got this thing called dildo, and it's stress dough.
I almost got that.
It's amazing.
I almost got that.
I mean,
one.
I crushed it. And then Jake got smack a sack to immediately relieve build up frustration and tension, grasp firmly and smack vigorously. You'll feel so much better after you smack a sack, and it's like a little testicle thing. And I mean, I feel like we did a good job.
I think we nailed it this
we
year.
We nailed it this year, yeah. And I don't even know what to say. So I'm going to tell you guys what's going to happen. And I know you're gutted. And believe me, I don't think I actually am not a big crier. I actually cried. Like, I cried. I was stunned yesterday. And I don't know what I said to Janice. I was like, boy, you must be really pissed at me about something. I just wish you'd told me, you know, because, like, there was not even a... the zero warning. I don't know. And here's what we're planning on doing. I've got a bunch of segments with all of us together in them, and a bunch of segments with my new contributor, Dr. Axe, and a bunch of segments that Jake and I have done. So we should have a nice, smooth transition for a month. And then we have a new podcast producer who's a dear friend of mine that's going to step in. Her name is Cindy, and she's just lovely. She's going to help us try to figure it out. And I think you guys will really like her. In the meantime, and then I'm going to have a family member co-host shows until we kind of get it together. So Heidi is going to come in and do four shows, and then G is going to come in and do four shows with all of us. And then my little brother is going to come in and do four shows. And, you know, look, guys, I hope you'll hang in there with me. We're going to get this show started, and let's see how it goes. And again, I am devastated right there with you. Seriously, I cried my eyes out yesterday, and then Jake and I just got drunk at lunch. How you feeling? You
feel, I feel good.
Yeah.
That was an excellent burger too.
Yeah, and we had a burger. Yeah. We're stress eating. All right, let's begin the show. Whee! Guys, it's Third Love time. Third Love, the ultimate bra. When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. I really hate the like spillage, like the over the top of the bra. That's just a bummer. And the gapage, also not a good look. And so here's the deal. Third Love has a fit finder quiz. They help you find the perfect bra. They even have half sizes. Never heard of a half cup size? That's because nobody else does it. I don't know why I talk in this voice when I do ads, but it's a really cool product. It's a great bra. And you know what? Here's the bottom line. They're going to give you 15% off your first order. You go to thirdlove.com/Jillian, and you can find the perfect fitting bra. You get 15% off. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian. And you know what? You can wash the bra. You can wear it. If you don't like it, return it within 30 days and they'll give you your money back. It doesn't get better than that. You got nothing to lose. Try it out. It's incredible. thirdlove.com/Jillian. Hello.
Hello, Jillian.
Hello, Snoosh. We're in the middle of the show, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Which just surprises me why you did the hello.
I'm welcoming you back.
Thank you.
From wherever you were just now. Janice, I want to talk about something snappy.
Okay.
Fasting.
I can't believe you're talking about fasting.
Shah. Snoosh. Well, we kind of have been talking about it a little bit, but you know why? I've been really looking into like this concept of, it's not a concept, the science of anti-aging. And eating ages us. It oxidizes us. Quite literally, it ages us. Digesting your food.
It's exhausting digesting.
It ages you. So, you know, it's interesting because fasting can slow your metabolism, but from a survival standpoint, that's considered a good thing, right? Because the assumption is that your metabolism is slower because food is scarce because we're hunter-gatherers.
Okay.
The candle that burns twice as bright goes half as long, right? You follow me?
Understood.
Okay.
Took a second, but I got it.
However, so these two things are totally counterintuitive because if you fast, you can slow your metabolism, put yourself in fat storage mode, but fasting is actually a really good opportunity for your cells to rejuvenate, to rebuild, repair, and focus on that whole process versus digesting food and what have you. So the question is, what does that mean? And it's really about eating less food. So there is something, but here's what's fascinating. You realize we have the answers already. So for example, this 5-2 diet, right? I hate this diet. So basically you like eat normal the whole week long. And then on the weekends you eat 500 calories.
Okay.
500. I can't even imagine like, what does that feel like to eat 500 calories?
I would be starving. I mean, I think I'd be
like,
really...
you'd a headache. Your whole weekend would suck. Like you'd get out of the weekend and then do what? Go bananas. So the key with fasting and not slowing your metabolism, do not fast to lose weight. That's not what fasting is for. It's for immunity, longevity, vitality.
And isn't there some religions that use fasting?
Well, but that's what's interesting. And we've talked about this. If you look at all these religions, a lot of these diets that are recommended, they're almost totally similar. There's no vegan, paleo, blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, meat in moderation, plant-based. You know, there's a day of fast in almost all of them. Think about that. A day of fasting. Think about breakfast. What is breakfast?
You're breaking your fast.
Fast.
You're fast from sleeping.
Yes. Yes. So ultimately, in studying all of this stuff, right, and the 5-2 and the 16-8 and the this and that and the whatever, the goal overall is to manage your calorie intake, period, right? You don't want to eat too much, period. Every day, you don't want to overeat. So you never want to go below 12. I've said this before as a woman, and men, you don't really want to ever go below 1600. And you also want to take a longer fasting period. So when people talk about going to bed with food in their stomach, it won't make you gain weight. But from a health perspective and a chance for your body to rejuvenate, you actually want a longer period of fast.
So really you're saying sleep more.
Oh, I wish. So think about that. How long can you make that evening? Don't skip breakfast, but when can you be done eating for the day? So I've been really focusing on like after dinner, like done. No snack before bed. Or any of that. And I try to get like a good, solid, like 12 to 14 hour fast. If I sleep for like 8 hours, so like, I'm like, okay, I sleep for like 8 hours. If I stop eating at 8 and I eat again at like, so it's like tough, right? So yeah. I try to get at least a 12 hours, some like something in there, like really try to push that fast period and go like 8 to 8 or 7 to 8 or 7 to 7. Maximize your evening fast.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That way, you know, and have a, and another thing is like take a fiber supplement with your dinner, like psyllium husk capsules to help you feel fuller.
Yeah.
Right? And go to bed. Drink a lot of water. Go to bed. So again, don't fast for weight loss. Let me see if I can find, we just wrote a whole thing about this actually. Hang on. I'm going to pull it up for you right now. Okay. So here are just a few of the things, right?
Okay.
When we don't eat food that our body has an opportunity to do. So calorie restriction or fasting can inhibit inflammation in the body. It can regenerate your immune system. It can prevent tissue aging. I mean, it's crazy. It can help restore mitochondrial dysfunction. It's nutso. Like it does. So again, but you got to be careful, right? Because you don't want to signal your body that you're not eating. So again, that's where it's like, okay, we don't overeat overall and create a longer period of not eating in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes complete sense. I just know
and
that
maybe once a year, do a little fast, like for a day or two.
It's also that point that, you know, people, you know, sometimes they're getting home from work and they're, you know, eating at 8:30 or eating.
I know you can't control that, but no, you can.
Yeah.
But this is the science behind it. So it's not about weight loss.
Yeah.
Though that's what I'm saying. Like I get it. I hear you. But it's not a weight loss strategy. But it's actually an anti-aging strategy.
Yeah.
It's a strategy to help prevent disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole concept of detoxification, like you realize have you ever seen those pads they advertise? You put it on your foot, it turns brown. And it's like,
no.
It's like pulling all this,
it's not pulling anything.
Out.
There's a chemical in the pad that reacts with the sweat in your body and turns brown.
Gross.
Yeah, it's total baloney. Like it's all bull. There's no plaque that lines the inside of your intestine. And then they made like a supplement that kind of like turns into a gel in your system. So like you think that you've got it out and you haven't, or like
good God.
Colonics can like perforate your bowel and upset. Like none of that's true.
Yeah.
The body automatically detoxifies itself with your lungs, right? Your kidney, your liver, your spleen.
Yeah.
And then you want to support their ability to function with optimal nutrients, clean air, clean water, not putting crap in your system. And then from that point, right, giving them a little break. And part of giving them a little break is managing stress, sleeping, and not eating all the time and not overeating.
Yeah.
So that's the purpose. I want to explain that's the benefit of a fast and how you should do it is like not periods of starvation,
but
periods of not eating in your day.
Then I would have to rethink that because I always think of it as like this will be a little kickstart.
No.
And I know.
No, it'll slow your metabolism down.
Yep.
No.
All right.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's Prolon life.com prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, squad, the Jillian Michaels Show is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and so much more. And to be honest, it's kind of obvious why. I mean, let me give you a few statistics here. Do you realize that physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, a 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive? Your passion for staying in shape and committing to a healthy lifestyle, yes, is rewarding itself, but wouldn't it be awesome if you could save a little money on your health insurance as well? Well, Health IQ helps you do that. And if you're like me and you have kids, you got to protect your family. You've got to have life insurance. So to see if you qualify and get your free quote today, go to healthiq.com/Jillian. That's healthiq.com/Jillian. Get your quote today.
Do you find time to train?
I make time.
Ugh.
Sometimes it's only 15 minutes, but I make time.
That's part of, that's one of my tips, old girl.
Really?
Well, let's start at the top, shall we?
Okay.
Work smarter, not harder, Manus.
Mm-hmm.
Head training, interval training, intensity training. You only need to do that for 20 to 30 minutes. How do I know this?
Because you do it.
Because you do it all the time.
I do. Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. My app workouts do that to you. It's true. Cater to your likes. Do what you like to do.
Yeah.
It helps you make the time. We've talked about that a bunch. Don't know what you like, Schnoosh? Mix it up, old girl.
Yeah. I remember you said that a long time ago, and it really resonated for me.
Yeah. So what do you do? Swim?
I swim. I hike. Mm-hmm. And I do my little home workouts.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Use competitions as motivation.
I don't compete with anybody.
Yeah, but no, they're saying this is, again, another article. What is the name of this thing? This is, I'm going to add my own, of course, to it, but it's a little article. I think they're saying, like, do a 5K for charity, things like that. Or you could join, like, an office competition, a weight loss competition.
Yeah, no, I just, I'm
well, you don't need to lose weight, but
I'm kind of a lone wolf, you know? I kind of like to just be on my own. I don't want to, I don't like to hike with anybody except my dog. I don't want to meet anybody at the pool. I don't want to.
I didn't say get a buddy.
Oh.
Compete. Like a diet bet.
Yeah.
No, a torque board. At a flywheel class. A 5K. A Tough Mudder.
Yeah. Not. It's not my thing.
All right,
I know a lot of people that do that, but it's not my thing.
Track your activity.
No, I don't do that either.
Why?
Because I just, I don't want to, I just, I don't want to, that takes time.
Something over nothing?
I don't understand what
so like is. They were saying even 7 minutes can make a difference in, I mean, in truth. Like, you know what's interesting about that? Like, you know, that makes me insane. Those like short little workouts. But everyone has become so accustomed to like short. So what we did with the app is we give free, there's free 7 minute workouts. As many, like every day, free 7 minute workouts. My hope is I can convince you to do more. It's like, if you just do 7 minutes, it's like, I figured, like, I'm like, all right, if I can get them to do 7 minutes, one day they're going to be confident enough for 10 minutes, you know? And then from 10 minutes, they'll do 15, and from 15, they'll do 20.
Yeah, no, I believe that philosophy. I think that's great.
Yeah. Now, here's my actual strategy. If you have a significant other, trade off. One person watches the kids, one person goes to the gym.
Yeah.
If you have kids.
If you have kids.
Yeah, which usually is where the rub is.
Yep.
As much as I love my kids, but it's like, I realized before kids, my life worked. I could do anything. After kids, it's not so easy.
Yeah.
Like they're amazing, but like, you know, where Giancarlo's like, I slept in after I went out last night, and then I've got a brunch today, and then I'm going to a flywheel class. What are you doing? I'm like, ugh, we've got a swim meet, a karate thing, or we got grocery shopping. Like, and I wouldn't trade it. But it's like, you know, then that definitely is where the kind of ability to make it all work goes out the window.
Yeah, you got a whole new normal, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you definitely have just a new set of responsibilities. Yeah. So, but like have a friend watch the little buggers, like a family member, like mm-hmm. one day a week, you know, get active with your little monsters. I take mine out all the time.
Yep.
They're old enough now that you can like kayak with them, paddleboard with them, hike with them, bike ride with them. 5 and 7 is, I got to tell you, is, dare I say, easy. They're pretty awesome. They're really, I mean, they're just kind of, and I would never tell them this, but they're kind of great. It's really hard when they're little. I mean, you know, so you get a little bit fat. Oh, well. No, that's not what I'm saying. Have a friend watch him once a week. Let's see, what else can you yell? Lunch hour, a workout at home with an app or, no one does DVDs anymore, but an at-home workout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some motivation, some practicality tips.
Hey.
Okay,
now, so here is something that this gal said, and I thought this was really interesting, and I was wondering, because it kind of reminded me of you.
Go.
She said, what's her name? I want to make sure people get credit for credit due. Okay, this is Kira Bindrum.
Mm-hmm.
She said, the 7 words that changed my whole perspective on working out.
Okay.
And those 7 words were, I want to see if you can.
Okay.
Like, do you see that? Her trainer said to her, I want to see if you can. And I think what it did for her was, you bet your ass I'm going to show you I can.
I think it depends on the person.
Does it? Because
yeah.
I was wondering, does that work for everybody?
No. Well, nothing works for everybody, right?
True. Yeah.
So like if she's got a like rebellious and defiant, you know, spirit, then sure. You know, for some people, I think you'd have to say, I know you can.
Isn't that it? So how do you?
There's different.
So that's my question then to you is how do you read a? How long does it take you to read a person to know what's going to grab?
So I kind of think of people as like combination locks, and I like a little computer. I'm like, and you can see like when you hear like click, you're like, okay, this that, you know, pretty quickly.
So you have to be willing then as a good trainer. And in your case, as a great trainer, you have to be willing to let go of your plan and start.
But that's life, right? I mean, you got to be willing to like make a plan and prepare to have it all go to hell. But I tend to think that the point is that you're making a plan, right? So you have an intention. You've gotten as informed as possible so that if something else comes up, you know how to pivot intelligently. You're prepared as possible, right? And you're putting an energy and an intention and an educated action into the world. And that will tend to hopefully bring results. But it's like a lot of times, you know, you just can't anticipate. Like, I can't tell you how many times I go into the world with a plan and it's like God laughs. Oh, was this like my Italian vacation? Or was this your plan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, girl. Have a great trip. I mean, you just can't, you know? So that's life.
Yeah.
Let alone training.
All right. I found that interesting. But you're right. It depends on the personality. Someone would look at that phrase or hear that phrase and just go, whatever.
I feel like you would go, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd piss you off.
It would.
See?
Okay. Never mind. We need the love doctor, Jillian.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So
the doctor's in.
The doctor is in. Kelly's on the line, and I will let Kelly tell her story. So, Kelly, here is the love doctor.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on?
Hi. Not a lot. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now.
I know. It's like quite a thrill, huh, Kelly?
It is. I'm in shock. You're like my role model, so thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, anytime, girl. Anytime.
Awesome. So my story is I've been dating the same guy for over a year, and it's not very serious, but obviously a little serious because it's been over a year and we're still together.
Yep. Yeah. You're in there.
A minute.
Okay. Wait, can I ask you kind of a personal question and you don't need to answer it? How old are you? So I have some context on what time means.
I'm 25.
Oh, okay. Time is moving very slow then. At 25, okay, yeah. If you were 30, that'd be like 5 women years. But since you're 25, that's like a year. Okay, go on.
We met each other on Plenty of Fish, which is like a
dating thing. Website. Yeah, Nicole's told me all about it. Mm-hmm.
Nicole.
Nicole's like our resident millennial. We're good. We're good. We got this. Jake's one too. Jake, are you ever on Plenty of Fish?
No, I did Tinder for a while.
No, that's where the whores go, James.
Yeah, well, that's why I did it.
Yeah.
You got to do like Happen. The Happen's the cool one right now.
Look at
the
James.
The hooers.
Only the male whores.
Yeah,
women aren't whores, just men.
Okay. Plenty of Fish is more like you want a relationship, in my opinion. That's my experience.
So okay.
I met him on that.
Got it.
And I wanted to meet him in person, obviously, because he didn't have like a Facebook, an Instagram, social media at all. Like no Snapchat. Which is weird, right? Because I'm like, okay, he's totally a catfish. Like what am I getting myself into?
Tell me what that is again, guys. That's like a show and they like trick you. What's that catfish thing?
Catfish is
Nicole,
like,
what is it?
It's basically I make a fake persona like I could and like I'm trying to talk to you and lure you into liking me and I could be doing it with several people but I'm not real or I'm not really that person.
Well, why would anybody take the time to do that?
To fuck with people. They're so because people are evil.
But I could just fuck with Janice right now and I don't need to make a fake profile. Janice, get some Botox. See how easy that is?
They don't have their own Janices.
Not everyone's got a Janice.
All right. Okay. So we thought he was a catfish but he wasn't a catfish.
No, he wasn't a catfish.
Okay.
He was completely real, and which was awesome. I'm really excited about that.
Cute. I like it.
And everything, you know, we met. I basically fell head over heels for him, and we've been together ever since.
Okay.
But there's a huge but. I haven't been invited over to his house. I haven't met any of his family or his friends. It's very like he's a very
house?
Private person.
You haven't been to his in a year?
Right. Correct. It's weird. I know. And it seems, and like all my family's like, well, is this guy even real? Like, they don't even know if he's real.
Well, he's
Dude, I mean, flat out ask him, like, how come I'm never invited over?
Excuse me, are you the doctor?
Sorry.
You're the nurse.
Nicole,
I'll let you know when I need you to step in. Please, Nicole.
Does he have friends? Have you met any friends?
No.
He has no friends?
Well, he has friends.
But you haven't met them?
No, I have not met them. And so the one thing I wanted to say that is playing a lot of role in this is that he's Mexican and I'm white. So, and he's like a first generation Mexican. So it's just a different culture.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay.
So,
okay.
We've been kind of dealing with that. And what he does for work is they own a Mexican restaurant. So that's what they do for a living. And so he works all the time. He like helps his family out so much. He's such a good guy. He's so I respect him so much.
And
I'm really happy with him. He's like basically everything that I want in a guy, except for the fact that I just want to be, I want him to let me in a little bit more and I don't want to scare him away.
I was going to say, okay, so then now, Nicole, you may ask your question. You see, now we have some more information, don't we?
Oh, I still have my answers right now.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Well, that's because you dated Chinese guys, so you've experienced the multicultural thing.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know, but just wait.
Okay.
Before you, can I please get, we need a little more information, mm-hmm. Nicole.
Go for it.
So here's the next piece that we need.
Okay.
Have you spoken to him about, because this is going to give us another clue, okay? Please don't jump to conclusions.
No, I have not. I'm not scared of him, but he's just such a stoic person that I know, like, if I am, I'm trying not to be like a, I know this is a bad phrase, but like an annoying girl, like a clingy person.
No, I get it. I understand what you're saying.
So like, I'm trying to be chill or whatever about it.
Will you please, Nicole? Nicole is making faces. Please.
Tell me when I can talk.
Not yet.
Okay. If you let her talk sooner, maybe she will stop with the face.
I am getting all the information first.
Okay. Guys, interrupting.
No, you're trying to tell us all of the facts before we can begin asking questions to fill in the blanks. So now we know she hasn't talked to him. We know what she's concerned about when it comes to talking to him. We know a fundamental piece of the equation that, you know, there's a cultural differences and my guess is he's probably feeling insecure about that. And now, okay, Nicole, before I save the fucking day here, I guess I'm going to let you go so I can swoop in and be the hero that I am.
She likes to do that, Kelly.
Go ahead, Nicole.
All right, Kelly. So this is just my two cents. Wow. It's been a year.
See what I'm saying?
And he has not invited you back and you have not brought it up. This is, I mean, this is not a great sign, just from my perspective, just because from what I have experienced with that culture is they're very romantic, very, yes, family oriented, but if this was going somewhere, he would already be doing it.
I don't agree.
Okay, well, I'm not done yet. Okay. I would say if you are really, like, really curious and is really important to you, I would ask him and express why you want to check out his family, why you want to check out his house. Like, why is he not letting you in?
Because, now let me save the day.
Okay.
So here's what I think. I think you both have a fundamental insecurity, as we all do. And these two, Janice, now you're going.
No.
Now you're going.
No, I'm listening.
Would you like to jump in now?
No, because I don't know how to help Kelly. Are you kidding? No, I'm
listening. Yeah, you're a mess. All right. So here's what I think. You both have our typical human issues, right? But the problem is that your two issues are unfortunately feeding off of each other's. It's a bad combo, right? Because you don't want to open up the lines of communication because you're insecure that he's going to think you're needy or what have you. And then he, and I am guessing, but the fact that you said to me, oh, well, he's first generation Mexican. So my guess is that you already know on some level he must feel insecure about that or you wouldn't have said that. So there's got to be something and where he, you know, he must be like, oh, I don't know. Like there must be something like maybe he lives with his family. Does he live with his family?
And he does. He does.
Oh, well, honey, that's why he's not taking you to his house.
Right.
Because he lives with his family.
And that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
That's
so
huge for them. Like, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So he probably lives in a home with I don't know how many people. I mean,
I don't know either.
And you also don't know. So he's probably like, I live in my parents' home. He's 29. So he's probably mm-hmm. embarrassed about that. You know, right. from mm-hmm. a cultural perspective, like they, you know, people, like we had a groom, okay, who worked with the horses. And he, you know, we had built a little place on our property. And we're like, I'm sorry, you know, it's not that big, but like, we're going to pay. And he was like, oh my God, this is a palace. I live in something like this with, you know, my mom and my brother. And I was like, wow. And it put mm-hmm. it in perspective for me of like, you know, it's like, and he felt uncomfortable telling me that for right, his own reasons, right. not because I would have judged him or anything. Like, in fact, I walked out of that conversation feeling like I was an entitled, spoiled asshole, which is my mm-hmm. issue, right? Has nothing right. to do with him. But the problem is that we, you know, we have issues and we kind of bounce off of each other's issues. So, for example, you're feeling like you don't want to bring it up. On some level, he may or may not be thinking, oh, she doesn't really want to come or she would have brought it up. And then he's probably thinking like, oh, she's not going to relate to this. Like, she's 20. Do you live at home?
No.
Right. So you're 25. You don't live at home. He's 29. He does. So, right. and he probably lives with his entire family. And it's probably like, look, I mean, between you and, you know, you and I both know there's so much prejudice against Latinos, especially Mexicans right now.
Oh, no. And like what he has to go through even every day and like how people look at us, like that's a whole different thing. But like, I feel so lucky to live life with him because it's opened my eyes so much.
Let me tell you, I mean, that's what happens when, you know, I mean, Nicole?
I think you need to tell him this.
She's going to. Give me a second, devil.
I just need to know how to bring, like,
She's going to.
I think it also needs to, like, not just tell him, like, how happy you are to be with him, but how, that you are there for him no matter how embarrassed he is, or, like, how.
He hasn't admitted that he's embarrassed
right,
yet.
Right, so maybe it's just, like, you support him no matter what, and, like, there's
she
nothing.
She can't presume that he's embarrassed
that you're there for him, and there is nothing he can tell you that would make you want to leave.
But she would be presuming his feelings, so right. she has to not go in with the anticipation that he's feeling a certain way, and instead go in and just be like, you know, a year's gone by and I really like you, and I want to know, like, I want to meet your family. And then let him respond. Right? Because if she just goes in and presumes, oh, you're embarrassed. Oh, that must be it. Like, I promise you, there's a very good possibility that he could immediately act offensive. Whereas instead of her just going in and being like, I want to meet your family. It's been a year. I want to go home and meet your family. Or, you know what? If you're we can start just going out to take me to the restaurant. I want to go.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever gone to the restaurant?
I really want to. No,
honey,
I really want to.
Tell him. Be like, I like you. I hear all about this, and like, I want to go. I wouldn't even ask him why it doesn't take you, because obviously it's a wound. So if you ask him, there's a potential that he'll become defensive. Then let him, if he goes to no, okay, then mm-hmm. she can address it and start with your like, I love you, I accept you. If he says, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that. If he's like, really, you want to go? And she's like, yeah, then maybe they just fucking go. And we don't have to get into like, you know, he can like gradually get more comfortable with her ability to accept him, because I mean, my guess, and again, I'm guessing, but I can only say, like, even though I look like this, like a white person on the surface, like I'm a gay person. My dad's an Arab person. My mom's a Jew. And I'm female.
We're Jewish together. I'm half Jew too.
Girl, right. And I'm half Arab. So I got the whole thing going on. Right. Homo, right. Arab, Jew. I'm like, and then I got a black kid and a Latin kid, and my brother and sister are Mexican and Venezuelan half. So it's like, it doesn't appear, you know, that I might know that feeling, but like, there are people where, like, with even with friends, where I'm like, ooh, you know, you know their family's like super religious. You don't know how they're going to handle you being gay or having a black kid, and you don't know how it's going to go, right? And I'm already out,
exactly.
So I don't have to take that hit because I'm a public figure. But the amount of prejudice that the Mexican community is dealing with right now, it's on the news every single day. It's being legislated by our government. It's insane.
It's
insane. I mean, like, literally, they're not even treated, the secondhand citizens, they're not even treated like, they're treated like dirt. It's horrible, the things that are happening to the Mexican community right now. So I would imagine that he, in my like thoughts, right, is feeling a little insecure. And I would start it out with, because by the way, Nick, her saying, I want to meet your family, the implication is, I want to know you better. I want to know more about you. And so it's like, I put it out there like, you know what, honey, does he talk about the restaurant ever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the next time he brings it up, you're very organically going to go, I want to go. Take me.
Okay. Take me to the restaurant.
Yeah, or by the way, show the fuck up. That's another one.
I don't know if I could do that.
Why?
I'm a very timid person. I don't know.
I agree with that one.
I don't.
I think this is his space and you need to be welcomed in.
You've never had somebody visit you at work?
Oh, I have, and it pissed me off.
Why?
Because I was a bartender at the time and I got my tips that way.
Well, he's not a new dancer.
Well,
no, I get what Kelly and Nicole are saying.
All right, fine.
To just show up would be, it could be, it could be taken. Yeah.
Fine. Then I would ask him.
Right. No, totally.
And be like, I want to go. And because part of me was thinking like it does sort of circumvent it if she just shows up and is like, I was thinking about you and I've always wanted to pop in and I came and I brought you this. And she could bring flowers for his mom or something.
I think that could have worked in the first 2 weeks, but not after a year.
And I think after a year, like that might also put him on the defensive.
Fine. All right. Okay.
And I don't know if his family knows about me. Also.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's bad.
So
all right.
Like, yeah, it's just, I want to be the most respectful. I want to.
Then tell him you want to go in, honey, and let it engage in a conversation. Then if he's like, yeah. And you don't end up going, then a couple weeks later, when are we doing this? And then be like, all right, I feel like you're avoiding this. So what's going on? Then you can bring it out into the open. And then you can listen to him, validate his concerns, and validate his feelings, but reassure his concerns.
Right. I just have to do it, like pull off the Band-Aid.
But start out with, I want to go in. It could be as simple as that. And then it could be like, he might be like, yeah, and dodge it. Or it could open up a dialogue of, you don't know my parents, you know, and who knows, maybe they don't like white people. That's understandable. A lot of people don't.
Right. And that's another thing. Really.
You know, I mean, then it's like, well, honey, okay. And you know, so that could be it too. Like, we don't know what his parents have been through. And
right. Well, in their language barrier, they don't speak English that well.
Oh yeah. He's okay. Yeah. That'd be my guess.
But I know, like, it's just like, and people think I'm crazy for staying with him because he.
No.
But no, like I really, I mean, he's it for me. Like I really do enjoy like everything about him, and it just, yeah.
No,
I just want things to go
you're
well.
Not
I don't
crazy. He's
him.
Not abusing you.
No.
It just
no.
sounds like there are some fundamental insecurities that are getting in the way of your intimacy, and it's the fear of you guys being vulnerable on either side. So
this is one person ballsing up, and I think this one's going to be you letting him know you're all in.
Ooh.
Right. Oh, I'm in.
Dr. Laura over here.
Wow.
Okay. Well, all right. Can you please follow up? I'd like a follow up on this.
Yeah, write us back, Kelly.
Really?
Yes, absolutely write us back.
Yeah. And like, how can she flag that so you know or you find it through the...
Just respond through the same thread that she was talking
about. Oh,
the thread.
Yeah. I'm going to want to hear how this goes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks for calling,
Kelly. Really enjoy the podcast. It's like changed my life, and thank you so much.
Of course. Sorry about Nicole's bad advice, but I'm always here for you.
Doctor out.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Sweetheart, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Guys, we want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. We want your questions. Write us at JillianMichaelsPodcast@gmail.com. Bye-bye.